The Enlightenment brought many good things, but there was a dark side too. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Marcia Bjornerud, professor of geosciences and environmental studies at Lawrence University, describes the downsides.
As a scientist, I hesitate to speak ill of the Enlightenment. It lit the spark for great scientific advances that have vastly improved the lives of humans. But it also marked the start of a hubristic view of matter as inert, lacking agency, ours to manipulate and outsmart. Capitalism then eagerly co-opted the idea and applied it to the natural world as a whole. 3 centuries on, most Earth citizens see the planet as the passive backdrop against which the real action unfolds, not an active protagonist in our narratives. This attitude has allowed us to assume that we can radically alter the composition of the atmosphere without the climate system noticing, or introduce novel materials like plastics into complex biogeochemical cycles and imagine that this won't lead to a cascade of unexpected outcomes. When the Earth does show signs of sentience, we respond with distress and outrage. How can it be that the planet we thought to be inanimate is now acting unpredictably? The perception of Earth is a bit slow on the uptake, a mere lump of rock rather than a teeming tangle of sophisticated, still evolving parts, is particularly dangerous in the hands of ultra-wealthy tech moguls. The idea, for example, that we could terraform a truly inert rock like Mars reflects utter ignorance of the deep evolutionary pathways that gave rise to the verdant Earth we live on, of all the behind-the-scenes logistics, the microbial housekeeping crew that make this planet habitable. What a terrible irony that Enlightenment ideas have led us now to a new dark age for humankind.
And that was Marcia Bjornerud of Lawrence University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.